in the time of a global pandemic. How do we react to fear, uncertainty? Buying a gun makes sense to some. For others, this could be a time to seek inner resources. The late Ram Dass wrote the influential book Be Here Now, virtually igniting the new age. Raghu Marcus is executive director of Ram Dass's Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. I asked what kind of advice Ram Dass would have for us now. And Marcus said the first essential truth Ram Dass would offer is, don't run away.
Okay, let's talk about the virus, okay? I might wake up, right, in the morning, and I'll have a cough. Right? So immediately my mind goes, oh, my God, what am I dealing with here? Is this the beginning of the virus? And, you know, you get that little flip in your stomach of fear, right, which we all know. And instead of avoiding it by in whatever I could possibly think I could do to stop thinking about it, maybe I got to go take this. Maybe if I take that, you know, whatever meds that I might have around or supplements or whatever, instead of allowing the mind to just chase after what it is that could interrupt this feeling, it's just, okay, I'm having this feeling. It's okay. I'm human. I can have this feeling. It's human to have this feeling. But I'm going to embrace it a little bit. I'm going to let it to sit. I'm not going to run off and try and do something about it. I'm going to let it just sit here. And I'm going to find a place inside me that I can witness the vibrations that are going on in my body of fear. I can witness it not from a place that I'm going to judge it, but from a truer place that is more connected to who I am, which is not somebody that is absolutely glued to my believing my thoughts, believing my emotions, believing the story I tell myself. So the initial thing is just, instead of running, it's to allow it to be and embrace it in a way that it dissipates the actual vibrations that are going on in the body.
Have you ever felt fear, real fear, in a situation like that and deal with it?
You know, the small example of having a cough or a sneeze in the midst of all of this, or being out and somebody else is doing it, and you immediately jolt backwards from it. Yes, fearful thoughts or fearful vibrations inside my body, emotions are wanting to take me over so that I have no choice at all but to recoil and react in a big way. Yes, no, I do. The first thing that I do, honestly, would be to take several deep breaths out of the center of my being, center of my chest, inviting it, and within that breath, calming down these visceral kind of reactions. And then from the calming down place, I sit with it, just literally sit with it. Allow it to be, and then you see naturally that it dissipates. And once you start to see it dissipate, you can go further into yourself where you are not attached to that thought or that emotion. It's possible. Every one of us has that opportunity to let go of this fear. And when we do that, you know, we're more able to radiate positivity around us, which, boy, we all need a lot of positivity these days, do we not?
I think we do. Raghu Marcus is executive director of Ram Dass's Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. In Hawaii, we've got a strong meditation community. I mean, there are a lot of ways in, and we'll look at more of them next time on the Aloha Friday Conversation, an hour of art, culture, and ideas on Hawaii Public Radio.